Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stop going to the grocery store altogether. This from Vox today. Are you still going to the grocery store? With these new virus variants spreading, not a mutation now, it's a variant, it's probably time to stop. That's right. Look at these charts. It's very scary. What are you supposed to do? Well, picking up groceries at the curbside would be even better, or having them delivered. That's the best. That way you don't ever have to leave your house. You can stay locked inside, out of the sunshine, away from people and animals in perpetuity. Stay in your jail cells. Of course, this narrative has been building for some time, including last year, but most notably in this for the last couple months here, COVID-19 in grocery stores. Could you get infected while you're grabbing groceries? And actually the answer down here is, quote, when we look at the number of cases we've seen, they tend not to be at supermarkets, but that's all right. We can just shove reality aside as we have. Setting aside the idea that I don't even know how people are swallowing any of this extreme propaganda at this point. It is notwithstanding the means, the justification for retail to be made entirely contactless. That's the new curbside pickup style that is not just in fashion as it was last year, but now it's being codified as the only way forward. Why? There's a couple reasons for this. First of all, it means, well, what does it look like? Here's Walmart's contactless pickup page, and they're pretty clear. Curbside pickup allows you to place an order online via their website or via their app, and then you come and you park in special contactless pickup spaces, and an associate will come out and deposit in your trunk for you whatever you ordered online. So not only don't you get to go inside, there's no chance that you could have, you know, a conversation, God forbid, with some other human and maybe exchange information. We're going to cut off all those network effects and make sure people don't have any normal social interactions. Here's Sam Club doing the same thing. Oh, it's fast and easy. It's convenient. Now we're cutting you off from everybody else. But the other thing this does is eliminate the competition, right? Competition is sin, in the words of these monopolists. And if now that we've had this year of 2020 of Sam's and Walmart and Kroger and Kohl's and all the big retailers setting up curbside pickup, Whole Foods, well, now we can say that's the only way to go, right? Oh, we're in a new third wave now, and so you have to use contactless shopping. You have to use curbside pickup. And if you don't have an app or a website for your local corner grocery store, that's too bad. We're going to shut you down until this pandemic is over. This really further entrenches Walmart and these big multinational companies who are attacking our food supply in other ways, as you know from this channel, as the only people that will be the only game in town from now on. There are other signs that this is going on right now. We already saw the New Mexico governor shutting down any store, any retail store where they had more than 3 employees test positive using the faulty PCR testing. Now, I did hear from people at Walmart's in New Mexico, but they asked me not to share what they said. But I'm not dumb, and I can say with some certainty based on statistics that when we saw small grocery stores getting shut down left and right, but Walmart's with hundreds of associates and orders of magnitude more people coming through on a daily basis, and they were mandatory testing there, you know, people were testing positive there, and somehow they didn't get shut down. It would seem, is all I can say, that they are somehow exempt from this shutdown requirement. Again, further ensuring that while we're shutting down the small retailers, the big ones are left open, and they are going to put everyone outside of business, so they're the only game left in town. Now, the second thing this accomplishes, beyond making sure that they're the only retailers left, is it separates the consumer, us, the shoppers, from the food. If you put in an order on an app that has pretty pictures of tomatoes or whatever online, and then you go to the store and park in a spot, and they bring you stuff out, well, you don't really know what kind of tomato you're going to get. You don't get to go in there and look at this nice display. You don't see any shelves that are empty. So if there are shortages, you are one step back from that. You're insulated. You don't have that psychological impact of being able to notice that there are things missing from the shelves where there used to be there. And secondly, if these tomatoes have spots or whatever, well, sorry, tough luck. That's just the one you got. So you don't get to go in and pick and choose the prettiest tomatoes anymore. It's what you see in your bag that gets brought out to your car is what you get. So as the quality of food, not just the quantity that's, you know, as we enter shortages, that means that people will be forced to accept lower quality foods. And this is one way of literally shoving it down their throat, putting in their cars without letting them inspect it. And off you go. And when you get home, you notice, oh, they're a little smaller, or they're a little bruised, or, you know, what have you. Point being, you no longer have that multicolored assortment of beautiful vegetables and fruits in front of you. It's just click a button online and maybe you get some in your bag when you get home. Or maybe they even substitute in, sorry, we didn't have any drumsticks today, so we gave you some fake meat instead. You can see how this allows a greater amount of flexibility for retailers to deliver to you whatever they want. Now, grocery stores are also being prioritized. We've heard Biden talking about how they needed to be tested and they needed to be first in line for vaccinations. And we've already seen now Governor Newsom put them on the priority list. Amazon and Whole Foods has already prioritized Whole Foods, saying we need to get our frontline retail workers vaccinated with COVID-19. But not only that, these big retailers, big grocery stores, multinational food companies are also places where vaccines will be available. And we've covered this before briefly from Becker's Hospital Review here, how grocery stores and pharmacies are preparing to be part of that COVID vaccine distribution schedule. Supermarkets are hiring hundreds of employees, training them up on how to administer, especially pharmacy technicians, training them on how to administer COVID-19 vaccines. So this again establishes that when you go to your supermarket, if you don't wear your mask, you're not allowed in. If you don't have your vaccine card, well, don't worry, we've got a vaccine right here. We're able to just give you an injection before you come get your food. So I just wanted to briefly take a look at the fact that grocery stores are changing rapidly in front of your eyes. Competition is being eliminated. Farmers markets, that's almost out of the question now. We've already seen those shut down last year because COVID, right? It's quite obvious what's going on here. And so the face of food retail is changing rapidly. And just need to be aware of what's going on here. That's it. It's just a brief update today. Now that I can't tweet, I figured I will just do a shorter video update and make it clear that that this is going on and talk a little bit about why they're shutting down the competition, whether through mandatory laws like with the New Mexico case or this gradual introduction and then forcing people onto the curbside pickup. That's the game that's going on right now. So we'll leave it there. Thanks for watching, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast and the information we're talking about, you can help me keep it running. There's a few ways of doing that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.